human beings want to explore other worlds. Just 1 year ago, President Bush announced the goal of returning astronauts to the moon by the year 2020. Also in 2004, two robot explorers, Spirit and Opportunity, transmitted scientific data from the planet Mars. But what's happening here below on planet Earth? And what lies ahead for 2005? What does Bible prophecy reveal? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames explores 2005 and prophecy. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. 2004 was another momentous year in human history. Science and technology continue to define difficult barriers and discover ways to overcome them. In 2004, scientists made astounding breakthroughs. Earlier this year, astronomers found several planets orbiting nearby stars. New astronomical evidence showed that the universe is expanding at an accelerating rate as galaxies race away from each other. European scientists successfully put a probe into orbit around Mars, and American scientists landed two rovers, Spirit and Opportunity, on the Martian surface, where they detected ancient signs of water on this mysterious planet. Closer to home, advances in stem cell research have caused controversy in the medical community, as it becomes increasingly feasible to use tissue from aborted fetuses to improve the health of the living. Human beings will always plan, explore, and invent, but sometimes those plans and predictions fail. In a Time magazine article titled, What's Always Next?, the author Rebecca Winters wrote, quote, past prognosticators vowed that these innovations would change our lives, a sampling of the future that wasn't. Here are a few predictions that didn't materialize. Quote, video phones. Engineers said the picture phone, unveiled at the 1964 World's Fair, would replace standard phones by 2000. 40 years later, consumers still balk at the high price. Food and pills, cars that drive themselves, jet packs, moving sidewalks, end of quote. One elusive goal remains. Rebecca Winters listed another failed prediction, quote, a moon colony. The New York Times in 1960 predicted a flourishing civilization on the moon 20 or 30 years hence. The first moon landing was 1969, and we're still waiting for the place to go co-op, end of quote. Will we develop a human colony on the moon? These scientific and technological advances excite our imagination. We set goals to motivate us far beyond the great accomplishments of the past. On January 14, 2004, President Bush announced the goal of returning astronauts to the moon by 2020, quote, as the launching point for missions beyond. Using the Crew Exploration Vehicle, we will undertake extended human missions to the moon as early as 2015, with the goal of living and working there for increasingly extended periods. Eugene Cernan, who is with us today, the last man to set foot on the lunar surface, said this as he left. We leave as we came, and God willing, we shall return with peace and hope for all mankind, end of quote. President Bush then asserted, quote, America will make those words come true, end of quote. Will we achieve those goals? Yes, astronauts have walked on the moon, but will they travel beyond the moon? President Bush stated, quote, with the experience and knowledge gained on the moon, we will then be ready to take the next steps of space exploration, human missions to Mars and to worlds beyond. My friends, let's understand. Such glorious goals illustrate what potential the Creator God has put in our hearts, in spite of the physical limitations. The book of Ecclesiastes in your Bible describes it this way. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. God has a great plan for humanity. As you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you can begin to understand that plan. The Bible reveals that those who yield themselves to that plan will have the opportunity to serve in the kingdom of God here on this earth. Those who become deeply converted will have the opportunity to inherit and explore the universe. We marvel at the beauty and glory of the heavens. As the psalmist wrote in Psalm 19, verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." Those who inherit the kingdom of God will not be limited by space or time. I hope you're praying for that kingdom to come. We look forward to a world where every nation can enjoy peace and prosperity. But 6,000 years of recorded history have demonstrated that lasting world peace is impossible in the hands of man. For thousands of years, the Bible has accurately described human nature and human potential. The Bible has accurately predicted the rise and fall of nations. We've documented those prophecies for you on previous programs. What does Bible prophecy predict for the short term and the long term? Can you know the future? On today's program, we'll explore several prophetic trends, and we'll be offering you a free, exciting booklet that will open your eyes to the future. It's titled, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. Be sure to write down the phone number and address to order your free copy. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. The book of Revelation reveals a glorious future to all those who desire it and who surrender themselves to God's way of life. It also outlines the prophetic events leading up to the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. What prophetic trends lie ahead for 2005? Jesus gave an outline of prophetic events in the Olivet Prophecy found in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. Listen to what he predicted in Matthew 24. He stated in Matthew 24 and verse 6, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." Jesus' predictions of war has continued through the centuries. In the 20th century, we experienced the two world wars. We experienced the Korean War and the Vietnam War. The Arabs and Israelis have fought five major wars in the Middle East. As we've discussed in previous programs, peace has been proclaimed in the region in the past, but it's never been realized. Sometimes our memories are short concerning the horrendous, devastating wars that have taken place. My friends, given the history of war and peace, and given Jesus' prediction for the end time, the prophetic trend of war will continue in 2005 and eventually intensify. How many years of peace has mankind experienced? Historians Will and Ariel Durant research that question. In their book, The Lessons of History, page 81, they concluded, quote, "In the last 3,421 years of recorded history, only 268 have seen no war," end of quote. Today, the United States and other nations are at war because of terrorism. On September 11, 2001, terrorists flew hijacked airliners into New York's World Trade Center and into the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. Thousands of Americans and internationals were killed in the attacks. United States leaders called 9/11 a day that will live in infamy. Representative Kurt Weldon from Pennsylvania said, quote, "This is 21st century war," end of quote. Terrorists have also mounted attacks in Indonesia, Israel, India, and various other nations around the world. Even the city of Moscow in Russia has been bombed by terrorists. My friends, prophecy marches on. As Jesus said, "For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom." But you can be prepared for the future. You can be protected from future terror and war. You need to know what lies ahead. What other prophetic trends will we face in 2005? We'll continue our discussion in the next part of our program. But first, to help you in your study of Bible prophecy, I'd like to offer you this exciting free booklet, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. The book of Revelation reveals the sequence of events leading up to the end of this age and the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, is a mystery to most people. But you can understand its secrets and its symbols. There are keys that unlock the mystery of Revelation. This booklet gives you those keys to the secrets of the Apocalypse. You need to understand the sequence of prophetic events. In the middle of this booklet is a chart showing the relationship of the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven bowls. The book of Revelation reveals your future and the future of the world. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. Just ask for the booklet on Revelation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that the Bible predicts wars will continue, particularly in the end time. My friends, 21st century type wars and killing will continue in 2005. In 2004, we saw the tragedy of ethnic cleansing in the Sudan. A Knight Ridder news article reported the following, quote, "The Sudan Liberation Army launched this uprising 18 months ago, and the government recruited the Janjaweed to quell it. The militia instead embarked on an ethnic cleansing campaign, murdering, raping, and looting black African villages. An estimated 30,000 to 50,000 have been killed, and more than a million driven from their homes," end of quote. My friends, we're living in that period called the end time. It's prophesied in your Bible. We're headed for World War III. In the 20th century, we experienced World War I and World War II. Millions also suffered from wars in Korea, Vietnam, Cambodia, the Middle East, and other regions around the world. Now in the 21st century, according to The Economist magazine, one out of every eight countries around the world is fighting civil wars. The two Gulf Wars in the Middle East use the latest military technology with smart bombs, guided missiles, and space communications. How can you be protected from the wars and terrorism to come? If you have your Bible, turn to Luke 21. Jesus had described future events leading up to his second coming. He warns us to be alert to these events and to be spiritually watching. Luke 21, verse 34. "But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth." Listen to this. "Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." These are sobering times, yet many millions are ignoring the warning signs and living as if there are no dangers. What should you do? Jesus said to watch. The prophet Ezekiel was called to be a watchman for the nation. God symbolically told him to blow the trumpet and warn the people of danger. Tomorrow's World has been doing that for some time now, and we will continue to warn our Western world of the dangers. Here is what Ezekiel was told in chapter 33. The watchman was to warn the people of danger. Ezekiel 33 and verse 3. "When he," the watchman, "sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself. But he who takes warning will save his life. Thank God for his warnings. Thank God for his promises of peace and protection, in spite of our living in a dangerous world. God gives us this promise in Psalm 91. Turn in your Bible to Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Yes, God is our fortress and our protection. The psalmist continues in verse 5. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Yes, God will even protect us from terror and terrorism in the dangerous times ahead. What other prophetic trends should we watch for in 2005? The Apostle Paul predicted the breakdown of morality in the last days. Turn in your Bible to 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. The Apostle Paul writes, But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Does this describe your nation, your state, your province, or your city? In our Western world, anti-family forces have attacked the marriage institution and family. Some states have even pushed for same-sex marriages. The enormity of these trends even led to a conservative move to amend the United States Constitution. Christianity Today magazine stated the following, quote, The Nonpartisan Alliance for Marriage drafted the Federal Marriage Amendment, FMA, 3 years ago. It reads, Marriage in the United States shall consist only of the union of a man and a woman. Neither this Constitution or the Constitution of any state, nor state or federal law, shall be construed to require that marital status or the legal incidence thereof be conferred upon unmarried couples or groups. End of quote. What the Apostle Paul predicted in the first century is certainly coming to pass in the 21st century. Segments of our society and the courts themselves are striving to prohibit the Bible and the Ten Commandments from public buildings. My friends, we need to turn from the moral decline that's attacking the very foundation upon which our nation is built. We increasingly reject any reference to God and the Ten Commandments in our public institutions. Whether we realize it or not, we are nationally endangering the preservation of our liberties. Many of the U.S. founding fathers recognized the true source of our freedoms. Thomas Jefferson, who became the third president of the United States, once wrote, quote, God who gave us life gave us liberty, end of quote. Thomas Jefferson and many other early U.S. citizens deeply recognized that it's God who gives us life, and it's God who gives us liberty. Will we foolishly reject the very source of our national freedoms? Will we continue to reject Almighty God under the guise of separation of church and state? Listen to Thomas Jefferson's warning, quote, Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that His justice cannot sleep forever. End of quote. How does God deliver His justice? Sometimes God uses floods and drought as a means of correction. You can read about that in Amos 3, verses 6 through 13. My friends, we need to be watching world news, events, and trends. Why? Because Jesus warned us not to allow God's judgments to come upon us unawares. Remember what we read in Luke 21 and verse 34? But take heed to yourselves, lest that day come on you unexpectedly. The prophecies of the Bible are coming to pass. Jesus also gave us these signs to watch for in Luke 21 and verse 11. Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven." In the final part of our program, we'll see what prophecy says about earthquakes in the future and great signs from heaven. But first, let's ask ourselves, will God allow our Western nations to prosper when we reject Him as the very source of our blessings? Watch the continuing decline in morality and biblical values in 2005. If we do not repent nationally and individually, God will judge our nations. We're beginning to see the signs of that judgment already in the 21st century. You need to know what lies ahead and the prophetic sequence of events leading up to the end of this age. To help you in your study of the Bible and Bible prophecy, I'd like to offer you an exciting free booklet that will open your eyes to the book of Revelation. It's titled, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. The apocalypse is rich with symbols. Revelation 13 describes a beast with seven heads and ten horns. Revelation 17:3 describes a woman riding the beast. The Apostle John writes, "And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns." Who are they, and what do they symbolize? This free booklet will give you the answer. You need to know the secrets and symbols of Revelation, and you need to know what major prophetic events lie ahead. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. This booklet also includes a chart showing the relationship of the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven bowls, or the seven last plagues. This booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. Just ask for the booklet on Revelation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
As we near the end of this age, will we see prophetic trends intensify? Will we see even greater earthquakes in this first decade of the 21st century? According to the U.S. Geological Survey, in the last century, the world experienced, on average, about 140 earthquakes each year of magnitude 6 or above. In just the first 6 months of 2003, severe earthquakes killed thousands and left hundreds of thousands homeless. On May 21, 2003, a magnitude 6.8 quake hit northern Algeria, killing more than 2,000 people and leaving 200,000 people homeless. And let's not forget about the 7.6 magnitude quake that shook Colima, Mexico on January 22nd. Had that quake occurred in a more densely populated area, the damage could have been almost unprecedented. Do you remember the January 26, 2001 quake in Gujarat, India? More than 20,000 people were killed and 160,000 were injured. More than 1 million buildings in Gujarat were either damaged or destroyed. So far, God has spared the United States and much of our Western world from that kind of devastation. But what can you expect in the future? Will there be even more severe earthquakes in the years ahead? The book of Revelation mentions several earthquakes. After 2.5 years of the Great Tribulation spoken of by Jesus in the Olivet Prophecy, the sixth seal of Revelation introduces the Day of the Lord. I hope you've been able to study our audio tapes and articles on the subject. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 6 and verse 12. Here is described the sixth seal or the heavenly signs. Notice what happens. Revelation 6 and verse 12. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. This great earthquake, along with the astronomical phenomena, introduces the day of the Lord, the year preceding the second coming of Christ to this earth. Let's continue in verse 13. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs, when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. The earth will be in turmoil. There'll be many powerful earthquakes, and every mountain and island will be moved out of its place. This is the time of God's judgment on the nations. It's called the Day of the Lord. And here in Revelation 6, verse 17, it's called the Great Day of His Wrath. My friends, we're nearing the end of this age. We look forward to the world to come, tomorrow's world. Then mankind's dreams for lasting peace and prosperity will be realized. Now is the time to pray for God's kingdom to come. Now is the time to prepare for Christ's return. Turn in your Bible to the good news of Revelation 11, verse 15. As you'll see when you study the book of Revelation, there are seven trumpets that announce end-time events. When the last trumpet sounds, we hear good news. Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever." Thank God His kingdom is coming soon. In the meantime, you need to understand the sequence of prophetic events. Be sure to request your free copy of Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. Just ask for the booklet on Revelation. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwynn, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week right here at the same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.